Airlines consider seeking Dreamliner refunds. Cessna eyes India as a growth market. And fearing invasion of privacy, the first anti-drone laws are passed in Virginia. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 7th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Before we begin today's report, a quick program note. If I sound slightly tongue-tied, it's because I'm recovering from some needed dental surgery, including the wearing of a temporary protective device. But as they say, the show must go on, so thanks in advance for your understanding. Well, you knew this was coming. They bought the airplanes, and now they can't use them. So, some airlines are reportedly beginning to consider asking Boeing to help them out with lost revenue from canceled flights, i.e. refunds. JAL says that the grounded Dreamliners could cost them nearly $8 million in lost earnings through the end of March, according to a report appearing in the UK newspaper The Independent. JAL President Yoshiharu Ueki said the top priority is getting the airplane back in the air, but once the dust settles on the immediate issue, he expects to have compensation talks with Boeing. Meanwhile, Kiyoshi Tonomoto, the CFO for ANA, which has 17 Dreamliners it wants to get back in the air, said that the carrier has already lost about $15 million in revenues just in January. He, too, said there are plans to, quote, negotiate with Boeing, end quote, over the issue. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said that U.S. regulators, however, will not be rushed to get the 787 back into service. LaHood was quoted as saying, quote, we're going to get this right. We have to get this right, end quote. Both Japanese executives continue to be bullish on the Dreamliner. Ueki told the paper that the 787 is, quote, a wonderful aircraft, end quote, but, again quoting, it's a shame about the battery, end quote. A Cessna aircraft executive says the company foresees rising demand for its Caravan and Citation aircraft in India this year as customers respond to anticipated government reforms. Bill Harris, Cessna Vice President for Sales for Asia and Asia Pacific, speaking at the Aero India show in Bangalore, says, quote, India is expected to be among the world's fastest-growing economies in 2013 and stands to benefit hugely from a national expansion of business aviation, both for domestic and international travel. With its unrivaled breadth of aircraft, we believe Cessna is superbly positioned to meet the country's pent-up customer demand, end quote. Cessna believes one of its strongest products for the Indian market is the company's Caravan turboprop aircraft, which is a globally proven workhorse for commuter and utility missions in demanding environments. The company also anticipates rising demand for its Citation family of business jets as India's economy continues to grow. Harris said India is a global force in business with leadership positions in markets such as information technology, auto manufacturing, and finance. A city in Virginia has become the first in the United States to ban its municipal agencies from using information gathered by UAVs that it owns, leases, or borrows in federal and state courts. And the resolution, passed 3-2 Monday by the Charlottesville, Virginia City Council, calls for strong privacy legislation from both the state and federal legislatures. The resolution, which was proposed by the Charlottesville-based civil liberties group, the Rutherford Institute, deals primarily with privacy. It calls on the United States Congress and the General Assembly of the Commonwealth of Virginia to adopt legislation prohibiting information obtained from the domestic use of drones from being produced into a federal or state court. The resolution further pledges to abstain from similar uses with city-owned, leased, or borrowed drones. According to a report in the U.S. News Online, Councilmember Dee Dee Smith said that UAVs represent a, quote, pretty clear threat, end quote, to citizens' rights to privacy. But don't worry, those of you who are RC airplane enthusiasts near Charlottesville, the resolution makes exceptions, quote, for hobbyists to fly remote-controlled model aircraft and other unmanned aerial vehicles, as long as those devices are not equipped to monitor any person or private residence or equipped with a weapon, end quote. A federal grand jury in Medford, Oregon, has handed up indictments accusing two Oregon men of falsifying weight and takeoff power data given to the U.S. Forest Service about helicopters they provided for firefighting missions. One of those aircraft, a Sikorsky S-61N, went down in Northern California in 2008, resulting in a fatal injury of 9 people on board. 4 others were seriously injured. Charged are Stephen Matheny, 42 years old, the former vice president of West Coast Operations for Carson Helicopters, and Levi Phillips, who served as maintenance director under Matheny. According to the charging document, the two allegedly knowingly submitted contract bids containing false weight and balance charts and aircraft performance data to the Forest Service. According to a report appearing in the Oregonian, those charts then were passed on to flight crews. The indictment charges Matheny and Phillips with, quote, endangering the safety of the helicopters in flight, end quote. Information from the NTSB said that the helicopter involved in the 2008 accident was 563 pounds over gross and 1,674 pounds heavier than the pilot's calculations. A conviction carries a possible 20-year sentence. When Aero News continues, STS Aviation is all a Twitter about young eagles, electronic news gathering in high-flying style, and finally, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 7th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A social media campaign to raise money for the EAA's Young Eagles has been launched by STS Aviation Group, a conglomeration of aviation service companies. Their goal is to raise $2,000, which will help EAA Young Eagles provide the American youth with free flights and an introduction into the world of aviation. With the support of EAA Young Eagles, STS is launching a social media campaign through Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn in order to raise money and spread awareness of the unique opportunities that EAA offers to the American youth. STS Aviation Group has made it simple and quick for those who are willing to help. For each new like, follow, and connection STS receives on their Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages, STS will donate $1 to EAA Young Eagles. To make it even easier, STS has 4 different LinkedIn profiles that all count for the campaign. They are Component Solutions, Aerostaff Services, Engineering Solutions, and Line Maintenance. To contribute to STS Aviation Group's campaign, you can like their Facebook page, follow them on Twitter, or connect with them on any of their 4 LinkedIn profiles. Again, those are Components Solutions, Aerostaff Services, Engineering Solutions, or Line Maintenance. One of the largest operators of electronic news-gathering helicopters in the country has just taken delivery of a new AS-350B2 A-STAR aircraft as part of its fleet modernization program. U.S. Helicopters, Inc., based in Marshville, North Carolina, has served dozens of major television stations located in cities in most of the lower 48 states. Over half of U.S. Helicopters, Inc. fleet consists of American Eurocopter AS-350 series aircraft, the first having been purchased in 1995. The new AS-350B2 is part of an ongoing fleet modernization program by U.S. Helicopters, Inc. It will replace a US-350BA operated in support of a Chicago-area television station since 2001. Eurocopter says the AS-350, built and certified in the United States, can accommodate 5 to 6 passengers, all in forward-facing seats. Its high performance, enhanced maneuverability, and reduced pilot workload make the American Eurocopter AS-350 the preferred rotary-wing aircraft for a growing number of civilian users, air medical services, and law enforcement agencies. Once the purview of the scientific community, high-altitude balloon experiments have made their way into grade school. Take a helium balloon, a GoPro camera, and a payload of some sort, and voila, you've got yourself a scientific experiment. Well, that's just what 7th grader Lauren Rojas of Antioch, California did. Her payload, though, was a silver rocket ship with a Hello Kitty doll as its astronaut, or should that be Astro Kitty? The aim of Rojas's experiment was to gauge air pressure and temperature as the balloon-borne experiment package rose, and she picked up some interesting effects. The peak winds exceeded 60 miles per hour at the 10,000-foot level. The temperature fell from 43 degrees Fahrenheit to as low as 22 degrees below zero when the balloon popped at an altitude of 93,625 feet. The package fell back to Earth and landed some 47 miles from the launch site, 50 feet up in the branches of a tree. The report on NBCNews.com's Cosmic Log does not say if the local fire department was called out to rescue the kitty up the tree. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.